Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 6th through 9th chapter of the book of Genesis, we read the story, we get to enjoy the story of Noah and the ark. And in chapter 6, verse 7, it says, "So the Lord said, I will blot out from the earth the human beings I have created, for I am sorry I have made them." Now, according to this story and others in the Bible, God gets angry. The gospel attests that Jesus got angry. And that anger, according to the Bible, is often directed at us. As in the time of Noah, there must have been moments when God laments ever birthing us into existence. There must be times when we frustrate God and God's temper is loosed on us. Now, the wrath and vengeance of God has been out of vogue for quite some time. We really do prefer to think of God as loving, nurturing, unfailingly gracious. And that may all be true, but even the most loving parents get furiously angry with their children from time to time. Just because parental love is enduring doesn't mean the anger isn't real. See, we tend to want God to conform to our desires, just as we wanted our parents to bend to our wishes when we were growing up. We want God, the God we've come to know through Jesus Christ, to be around for our wish fulfillment, but not for our rebuke. If we want a real relationship with God, however, we really have to embrace all of God. That means God's love, God's mercy. It even means God's anger. And perhaps it's time for us to stop being offended by divine anger and allow ourselves to be corrected by it. Through the story of Noah, we learn that God has promised never to blot out humankind from the earth again. Mercy and forgiveness are God's rainbow covenant with us. However, God still has every right to get angry with us. Let's pray about that. Lord, we really don't like thinking about your wrath, probably because we know we deserve it. We trust that in the end, your love for us will win out. But there must, Lord God, there must be times when you become deeply frustrated with us. Forgive us when we choose a caricature of you rather than the real you. What we want more than anything else is all of you in our lives. Your holy love, your holy anger, your Holy Spirit. So forgive us, we pray, and fill us. In Jesus' name, amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.